Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend's readings are from the fifth Sunday of Easter, and let's go to it. Let's do our checklist, my friends. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Our first reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. And here it is. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained about the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. Brothers, select from among you 7 reputable men, filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community. So they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Procurus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenius, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our first reading from the book of Acts, my friends, one of the passages that strikes me as being so important is this. It is not right for us to neglect the word of God. And today, my friends, is this you? Is this me? You know, are we neglecting the Word of God in daily life? Do we engage in the Word of God? Do we have a heart open wide for the Word of God? Are we looking to grow in faith in our relationship with Jesus Christ? Or are we neglecting the opportunity to incorporate the Word into daily life through private readings, prayer groups, Bible studies? What is it that you are doing today, my friends? And the word goes on to say this: devote ourselves to prayer and ministry of the word. What kind of prayer life do you and I have today? Are we bringing the word to other people? Are we praying on a daily basis? Weekly basis, what is your prayer life like today? Is there room for improvement? Because the word from the Acts of the Apostles calls us to prayer, to devote ourselves to prayer, a devotion. Now, to be devoted to prayer, we've got to really incorporate prayers that we enjoy, that we like, that help us to grow and to motivate us to share the word with other people. Again, what kind of prayer life do you have? I want you to think about that today and see if there's something more that you could do to grow in your own prayer life, my friends. And the word goes on to say this, that they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith and the Holy Spirit. And this is where we want to be, my friends. We want to be filled with faith and the Holy Spirit. We really want to be in that zone. And it takes work each and every day to maintain the faith. It's like a flower. We have to keep watering it. We have to keep growing and developing. And so it's a work in progress. And the word goes on to say that the word of God spread and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. And you would think that the priests themselves were obedient automatically, because they arrived at that level of spirituality. But it's not always the case, my friends, because we are all human beings. And we all are a work in progress. We have work to do to grow in faith and to grow in that relationship with Jesus Christ. It takes time and it takes effort. And it's one of the great callings that we have. And these are the readings from the apostles who are truly laying it out for us clearly that it is not right, number one, for us to neglect the word of God. They call us to devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word, to share that word with other people. They call us truly, you know, to be filled with faith and the Holy Spirit. That's the goal. That's where we want to be, like Stephen. And we want to, you know, become obedient to the faith, because the blessings of obedience are very great, and they are laid out for us in the book of Deuteronomy by Moses, who was given the great commandments on the top of Mount Sinai. So it should be a goal for you and I, my friends, to grow in faith, to become obedient to the faith. This is our calling. And we should not neglect the word itself, which has so much power within it, because Jesus is the word of God. So the more we read it, love it, and live it out, the closer we get to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. Let's go to our second reading from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. And here it is. Beloved, come to him, a living stone rejected by human beings, but chosen and precious in the sight of God. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, behold, I am laying a stone in Zion, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in it shall not be put to shame. Therefore, its value is for you who have faith, but for those without faith, the stone that the builder rejected has become the cornerstone, a stone that will make people stumble and a rock that will make them fall. They stumble by disobeying the word, as is their destiny. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading from 1 Peter The Word of God says to come to Him, referring to Jesus, referring to Him as a living stone and rejected by human beings. But He was chosen and precious in the sight of God. So we are called to come to Jesus. Peter calls us to come to Jesus. And there are those who turn away from Jesus, who are nothing to do with the Word Jesus Christ or everything that represents. And so it's up to you and I, my friends, to do everything we can to continue to share the Word and the love of God with other people, to help them to find Jesus, to come to Jesus, bringing souls to Christ. Is that part of your daily life, or is that part of your objective as you look at your children and grandchildren, my friends? Are we sharing the love of God to get to the heart and mind of other people, to bring them closer to Jesus? It should be an objective for you and I at every meal, at every occasion, to identify those who are truly lacking faith and try to witness to them in a loving way, to bring the love of God, the peace of God, through the Word of God into their hearts and minds. And the Word goes on to say this: let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. So a spiritual house requires work. To build a house, we've got to lay a foundation. We've got to truly build one stud, one room at a time. And to become a spiritual house built on rock, we've got work to do each and every day. It takes discipline. It takes really a lot of effort to maintain a way of life which is conducive for building ourselves up, as they refer to us as a spiritual house or a holy priesthood. God calls us to this, my friend. So you and I, there's no question about it, have work to do to become really more stable, more credible, to become a role model in spirituality. The Word goes on to say that sacrifices should be offered acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. What kind of sacrifices are you and I making today? Once again, give us a call at 215-771-7501. Again, 215-771-7501. Let's talk about it. What kind of sacrifices are you making for the Lord Jesus Christ? And, you know, God calls us to make sacrifices, not only during the season of Lent, but, you know, all year long. God calls us once again to build ourselves up as a spiritual house, to become a holy priesthood, but to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. What are we sacrificing, if anything at all? Are we being generous to God? Are we giving our time, our talent, our treasure? What is it that we're giving up or taking on to please God? This is our calling. So He calls us to build ourselves up. And how do we do that? Each and every day, my friends, we have a schedule. We have an agenda. Is there time for God? Is there time to appreciate the beauty that God brings into the world for His children? Do we mention the Word Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, or God our Father in our daily walk? Or do we neglect to acknowledge them in all good things? The Word goes on to say this, that they stumble by disobeying the Word, as is their destiny. So are we more in line with obedience or disobedience? Are we obeying the Word of God following the commandments, or are we more in line with what God says not to do? Be objective. Think about what's happening in your life. Are we with him or against him? God calls us once again to not stumble by obeying the word of God, the instructions, the basic instructions before leaving earth. The word says this: you are a chosen race, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. So you and I, my friends, have been called as a chosen race. We are called to praise Jesus Christ. This is our calling. And 1 Peter chapter 2 lays it out very clearly, that we are called so that we may announce the praise of him who called you out of darkness, who changed your life, who brought you from darkness into the light, who saved you, who gives you, you know, forgiveness for your sins, access to eternity and eternal life. Once again, God calls us, my friends, to build ourselves up, to share the word, to be obedient and not stumble, and to praise him, to give him all the praise, honor, and glory as often as we can. God is calling us to do it, my friends. And 1 Peter is clear. So if we are not doing that, let's make a decision today to give God more praise, more honor, more glory. In recent shows, we've talked about more reverence, deep respect, higher standards. God's calling us to a higher level of operation in our life spiritually. He's calling us to build ourselves up again, to be a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, if you will, and to not be disobedient, but to be more obedient. This, my friends, is once again our calling. Let's go to our gospel reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 12. And here it is. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of John today, Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me." And the Lord is helping to establish a relationship with each and every person. And in this case, in the Gospel of John, he can see that people's hearts are troubled and that they're struggling with their faith. He says, "You have faith in God, have faith also in me." And he's establishing himself as the way, the truth, and the life. "No one comes to the Father except through me," he says. And this is important because the Lord is the vehicle by which we get to heaven and into the presence of our Father in heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is the person we just celebrated his life, death, and resurrection only a few weeks ago. This is the year 2023 based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I lay that out once again because Jesus came and he was a gift from the Father to all the world. A gift that will, if accepted, will give us access to eternal life. And so we must take a look and see, for those who are unaccepting of the gift of Jesus, what we can do to help them. But for those who do believe, my friends, we are fortunate because God calls us to a strong faith in Jesus. And this is the vehicle by which we get home to heaven. And he says to the apostles, "Where I am going, you know the way." He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I mean, it's so clear. And he lays it out for us because he wants us to be one with him and giving us access to come home to our Father in heaven, the Father of all mankind, the Creator of heaven and earth. He says, "Who has ever seen me has seen the Father." So the Father and I are one. And the Lord is a master of simple words, simplicity. He lays it out so we can understand, comprehend exactly what he is saying. He doesn't make it so complex and abstract that we walk away with a lack of knowledge. God gives us, through Jesus Christ, a beautiful entrance into the Word of God through simplicity. And we too, when we share the Word, my friends, are called to simplicity so that people will understand what it is we're trying to tell them about Jesus, what it is we're trying to provide for them in a relationship with Jesus. And he says this, "You and I will do these works, and we will do even greater works." So what are your talents, my friends? What is it that you are doing today for Jesus Christ and God? What is it that God has given you or blessed you with that you have been sharing with other people, all the children of God? There were so many great examples of that, my friends. People out there doing wonderful work, trying to help other brothers and sisters in Christ, and trying to help those, you know, who are not even Christians. For many years, we had gone into the Philadelphia Department of Prisons and spent a lot of time with many people who were not Christians, those of the Islam faith, those of the atheistic faith or agnostics, you know, and those who were just wandering, basically had no faith and were just looking for something. And I just tell you that because, you know, God has called us to a strong faith. And we are blessed to have the opportunity to share that faith. But we will run into people who have no faith. And working with the Islamic community in prison, I know, which pretty much dominates the Philadelphia system, inside the prison system, we had made many friends and done a great job of establishing relationships, although we have different denominations, we had different beliefs, different philosophies, but they were at least accepting to sit and listen to a 50-hour program rooted in the Word of God. And I can tell you that many, many times God provided tremendous evidence that he was indeed in that classroom. And I remember the time when we were having some of the men come up and teach a course, teach part of the course, one of the classes or a segment of the class. And it was late on a Friday evening. And, you know, I was looking for the next gentleman to come up and to teach. And over to my left was Chris. And I said, Chris, it's going to be you. So I took the chalk and I launched it across the room, probably about 12 feet. And like a little arc, it went straight across into his thumb and index finger while he was sitting back on his chair. And it didn't fall. It didn't hit him. It went right into his thumb and index finger and pushed right between those two. And he got up and started to teach the program. And men jumped up and they said, look at that. That's God. There's no way that could have, you know, occurred in any other way. But that chalk, you know, just settled right into his index finger and his thumb while he was sitting back in the chair with his legs crossed and his arms crossed. And he got up and taught a segment of the Wings program. I wanted to tell you that because what God did for us that night was a faith increaser. It helped to build a spiritual house of men. And rooted in the Word of God, we conducted more than 1,800 2.5-hour seminars for more than 1,800 men over 9.5 years. And God gave us the opportunity to do that. God will use you. He will use your talents if and when you are open and will allow God to use you to touch the hearts and minds of other people. My friends, that's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Have a great day, and God bless you. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.